Dr. Kapinski dictating a mail IME on October 4 regarding Robert Jacobs. Robert Jacobs is a 67-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 2/21/21 when he slipped and fell on ice. He fell to the right and impacted his shoulder laterally. Perry also believes he injured his arm, hip, and leg. Perry went to Atlantic Care Emergency Room the same day. Perry subsequently was diagnosed with a rotator cuff tear that was repaired surgically in 4/15/21. Perry has completed his course of active treatment. As bold as, we need to create a records list for this. As per the disorganized records provided, some by yourself and some by the examinee, he underwent surgery on the right shoulder by Dr. DeMarat on 4/15/21 to be inserted here. Prior to that, he was seen at Atlantic Care on 2/12/21 and was cleared to return to work on 2/16/21. He had discharge instructions given to him. Indicating he should not do any heavy lifting for the next 3 days and was to take ibuprofen. The instructions were for hip pain, musculoskeletal pain, shoulder pain, and how to use cryotherapy. He actually came into the care of Dr. DeMarat on 2/19/21. He was placed on modified duty. Subsequent work notes were also given. He was referred for physical therapy. He later underwent the surgery described above. He followed up post-operatively over the next several months, running through 8/31/21, but he was then cleared for full duty effective 9/13/21. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Motion of both shoulders was full in independent spheres without crepitus. The mild tenderness was elicited on the right. Combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L2 and on the left to T12. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full bilaterally without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle test was 5/-5 for resisted right shoulder external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions. Robert Jacobs slipped and fell at work on 2/12/21, striking the lateral side of his right shoulder. He was seen at the emergency room where he was treated and released. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. DeMarat. Initially conservative care was rendered, including physical therapy. Eventually he underwent surgery to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively and was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. In paragraph of the current examination, Mr. Jacobs found virtually full range of motion about the right shoulder. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative. Had minimally decreased resisted right shoulder external rotation, but strength was otherwise 5/5. There was no tenderness palpation about the right shoulder. Had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. The paragraph there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder Set of 7.5, make it 10%. And that is the end.